learned from the experience of losing all of my Google reviews. So you lose all your Google reviews, you've worked so hard to get your clients to do so, what do you do? So I first wanted to start with, like, don't freak out, okay? It's gonna be okay. This literally just happened to me this past month, and that's where this episode is coming from. Real life examples from a real hairstylist working behind the chair where we do not have control over Google, Yelp, or any social media platforms. So these are the two things not to do. Number one, do not do a giveaway and do not be promoting it online to, like, give me a review, or pay people to give you reviews. So with any platform, like, I know, read the terms and conditions, okay, do your due diligence and your homework. If you promote it or if you give them something in return for a review and they find out, they will remove all your reviews. So that can happen. So don't go be doing giveaways. And if you do this, like, I'm not here to come at you. I'm just sharing, like, why I wouldn't do it. So let's go back that to, like, I wouldn't do a giveaway for reviews because I don't want to be taken and down. Okay, I don't want to go through all that work just for that shit. So yeah, that's what the thing I would not do. Number two is, allow yourself to be angry, you know, like, but don't put all that energy that now your business sucks or, like, you suck as a business owner. It will happen. So I was really upset because some of those reviews were back from, like, 2018, and it was in the beginning of my career. So yeah, it has more, like, emotional, sentimental value. But I did go ahead and I appealed it, and you can appeal. But, like, Google says, like, they don't have to give you back your reviews. Even if they revoke your verify or they want to cancel your Google My Business account and then they reinstate it, they can remove every single review anybody has ever written about you. So, and they can take down reviews just because they want to. I asked them why. They won't even tell me why. So that's how much power they have over it. So that's the reality of it, okay? It happened to me. So now what do you do next, okay? So number one, before this stuff happens, okay, thank God I have another platform that have over 30 reviews on there that I own. So nobody can go freaking flag me or try to be a hater or do none of that stuff. I control that platform, which is my booking site. And all those reviews are legitimate from paying clients, and they're, you know, like, I have them on there. So I am not worried because I still have my platform. It comes up when people research my name. So I'm really not tripping about that. Number two, screenshot your Google reviews. Although they took it down, I'm going to see what happens. I don't know. They may flag me and take me down again. But I'm going to put up those screenshots of those reviews because it really made me angry, right? Like, they did that because those are paying clients that took the time to do so and to leave those beautiful reviews for them to just take it down without even an explanation. People can also report your site or your Google My Business, which really sucks. So just be very mindful. I know, like, not everybody's out there to get you, okay? It's not about that. But the reality is sometimes if people are that mean, they can do so. So don't be relying solely on that. Have a platform that you own that's outside of Google, that's outside of Yelp or social media or Wedding Wire, the not all that stuff, that you actually can have a copy of those reviews that you have on there, okay? And post them, share them with pictures everywhere. So number two, like, what has happened to my business? Honestly, my business has been growing because I don't rely solely on social media. I have been saying this back since I began in the beginning. If I would have had the limiting belief that I had to have hundreds of thousands of followers to work with brands and get paid to travel and be a paid educator, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't have worked with Pinterest. I wouldn't have had over 12 publishings organic that I have not paid a single cent for. None of that would have happened if I would have been in the limiting belief that I had to have hundreds of thousands of followers. And I really don't, and I know people get surprised because I've had my podcast for 6 years, like, wow, why don't you grow it more? Why don't you, like, put ads and all this stuff? Because I want to do it organically. I have done everything organically, and how am I going to be a leader, an example for other beauty pros if I can't do it organically myself, right? So that's where that comes from. So I really wanted to share with you that in regards to reviews, it's gonna make you feel sad and mad, and you can appeal it to try to get your reviews back, but Google doesn't have to give it back, okay? So what to do next? What I would do is take this as a learning lesson. So maybe next time you know to screenshot your reviews, next time you know to have reviews somewhere else, and so you can ask your most intimate clients that you have a really cool relationship with for reviews. I know so many of my clients, if I ask them, they'll do it for me because they're so amazing, right? And I don't have to give anything in return because they always tell me, no, you're not going to give me this. You're not going to give me that. I'm just going to do it because I want to. So I would do that. I would not do more than one review per day, though. Just make sure you do that because they can flag it. It's happened to me with Google reviews before where some had like, I think it was like four or five clients that wanted to, that did reviews for me that same exact day, and Google removed four of them. It was so annoying. So learn from my mistakes. Don't do that. Do one per day. And that's what I would do if that's really important to you. But people know you, and you'll get to a point where like your reputation will stop being known, and you don't have to worry so much about it. If people can see your work on Instagram or TikTok or wherever your clients hang out with, they'll be able to see that and, you know, have your review somewhere else. So with me, my booking sites, it's on there, and I'm currently doing something where clients will be able to see reviews with just a click of a button of clients' past experience. So just get creative on different things. I think it's so important that we start with creativity. It really takes over. I'm not going to go into details of what I'm going to do because I don't know if it's going to work. It may be the worst horrible idea that I ever come up with and hurt me. I don't know. But if it works, I'll share it here on podcasts. But yeah, so just have somewhere where like clients can really see your work, talk to you, and see what clients' past experience has been like. Don't solely rely on reviews, and don't solely rely on social media. So with Google reviews, you know, having a Google business listing, if all my reviews got taken away, which mine did, utilize pictures, right? So posting pictures, posting videos, because those don't lie, right? The power of a picture or a video can be very powerful. So don't get discouraged. Like, you may be angry and sad, but there's other ways that you can grow your business. You don't solely need to rely on Google. And I think I'm the perfect example of that. My business has not been affected by this. So I'm still growing. I'm very busy. So I'm very happy. I mean, my clients come in. It's been amazing. So I'm not tripping about it, but you may be, because it may be new with this, or you want to start your Google review site or your Google My Business. Just be very mindful with that, man, because like, if they want to take it away, they just take it away from you. So that has been my experience with that. I appealed it already. This is the third time I've appealed it, and I don't think that they don't even tell me why. They're not going to give my reviews back. And people can flag your reviews. People can flag your account, which is really unfortunate. But just be very mindful with that. I would not do, a giveaway or anything like that because, you know, the terms of conditions. So I think, what have I learned from this, right? This is going to be a smaller episode today. So what I've learned from this is that I don't want to rely solely on Google, Yelp. I don't even have a Yelp review, okay? Like, I don't care about Yelp. I know it sounds counterintuitive. I don't care what anybody else does. I'm just sharing here my own knowledge and my own experience as a business owner of what has been working. So I don't rely on the NAR or the wedding wire, all that stuff, because if something happens, they can take it away. And I will do a separate episode on my experience with the wedding wire and the NAR, which was not very pleasant, but I'll share with that in another episode. And I think the biggest takeaway I've taken from this is that I need to have, and I'm so happy that I have already, systems set up in my business where it doesn't rely on reviews. If my whole business relied only on Google reviews, I would be in so much trouble today and right now. So have other systems in place. Grow that email list or grow your texting list. Communicate with your clients outside of the chair. When we're in business, we have to really think about this, what big brands are doing, right? They are not saying, hey, I'm going to email you four times a year during holidays, and then I'm not going to tell you anything or even say hi to you the rest of the year. On the contrary, I've noticed like some of the brands that I follow, they're emailing me three times a week, at least one time a week. So, you know, start somewhere. I did not start emailing right away. It took me a little while to get there. I started by one email like every 2 months, then one email a month. And then I've been getting better and consistent with it. And I don't solely just rely on my email list. I also have a separate system for my actual in salon clients. And that has been super helpful as well for my business. So have systems in place. I think the most beautiful lesson that I learned here is like, how strong my business is without reviews, is what I've learned, and how important it is to have systems in place that don't solely rely on social media, because TikTok got banned, so that may be going away. You know, all my 1,000 followers that I have on there are gonna go away, you know, so it was such a beautiful lesson for me too. Like, that's why I don't rely on social media. I don't allow the limiting beliefs that followers or reviews are gonna bring business and success, because I know many businesses that have under 200 followers that are doing like great things with business, with clients all the time, and they're barely even posting, okay? So I would say if this happens to you, if you lose all your Google reviews, take the time to do like a self-check. And for me, it was an ego check, okay? I'm talking about me. I had to be like, okay, ego, I know that hurt you because like now your doubts are gone, but what can you learn from this? And how did it really affect your business? And it really didn't. So is it really that important? Is it really that important to put energy in something that doesn't truly give back or really care about you? Because Google doesn't care about us. Like, they don't care about our Google reviews. They don't care how it's going to affect how our business looks like. Like, my business looks now like it's new. But I know what I've done to establish my authority. I know what I've done to establish my online presence and my, you know, all the things I've done behind the scenes for my business. So I'm not worried about it. But if you are barely starting, I really recommend don't put all this pressure on you and don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't solely rely on Google reviews. Don't solely rely on platforms that you do not own. Because if tomorrow, I want you to think about this, if tomorrow you lost all your Instagram followers, accounts get hacked. If you lose all your Facebook, if you lose all your TikTok, I mean, crap, even YouTube. Okay, so YouTube goes away. Podcasts go away. How are you going to contact people? How are you going to get clients in the door? How are you going to be able to reach out to people, right? And we always have to go back to the consumer, right? As a consumer, am I the type of person, are you the type of person, most importantly, that wants to be only called on when somebody needs something? Or do you like somebody like dating you? Do you like somebody like saying, hey girl, how are you? Hey girl, I tried this product, it was awesome. Hey girl, like how you doing? Like, really? Hey, have you seen this new thing that just happened around town? Right? Those are what our friends do. So why don't we do the same type of regular human common things in our business? Just because we're a business and we should be professional doesn't mean we lose our human touch. And whoever you are, whether you are outgoing, bubbly, shy, or like introverted or very serious, your clientele seeks you and wants you because of that. So put that out in your messaging, put that out in platforms that you own, and don't solely rely on Google reviews. Google, you did me dirty. Will I go back to Google reviews? I really don't know. I honestly, I don't know. I'm kind of like in between right now. But it was just an awesome lesson for me, and I really don't care about Google reviews. Like, honestly, maybe it's my millennial background, and I'm not talking for all millennials. I'm just talking for me and my own upbringing, that I don't solely rely on like what people say. I always like to look up pictures. I always like to experience it myself and have my own independent view of things. So, and I tend to attract a lot of clients like that too. So, I think it's worked out fine. And I'm not tripping. It really hasn't affected my business, so I can't say that it's been negative. But it is heartbreaking, just in the sense that when you've had clients for so long and those are gone, like, it really, that was the heartbreaking part for me. But I'm glad I have reviews somewhere else, whether Google or nobody can just take them down or flag them. I'm so happy that I have loyal clients that if I did want to add additional Google reviews, I could ask them for. But don't be paying for reviews. Don't be doing giveaways for reviews, because like I said, the platform can decide that it's spammy and not put them up for you. And then you took out all that money and all that energy, but what's in return? So today I want you to think about this. Are Google's reviews worth it for you or not? And if you put them back on there, is it worth going all that extra trouble, and what's it going to mean for you and your business? Because I know, and I'm not the only one, not just because I lost my reviews, but I know somebody with a super, super successful business, and they have no Google reviews. They have amazing word of mouth in their business. and they are doing amazing things in their business. They're growing like crazy. And it has to do a lot with word of mouth. So word of mouth still works. And people talking about your business and people talking about your work and people seeing your work also works as well. So I know in a digital age, we can feel like we have to do all the things all the time and be everywhere. But beautiful lesson I learned here is that no matter, even if Google didn't give me back my reviews that and took them all away and didn't post all of them because sometimes they thought it was spammy because all my clients decided to go that one day to write reviews for me. All this stuff doesn't make us. So let's stop putting our worth as beauty business owners on outside resources, even on Google. I know it's important, but really, how important is it? And how much effort are you putting into that versus other things that really matter in your business? It's just what I want to end with today. So that's my experience. I lost my Google reviews. I don't know if I'm going to go back on there for reviews purposes. Like, I don't know. I really don't. I'm kind of tired of it and I kind of don't need it. So I may not. But that's just me, okay? Like, and I know there's all kinds of educators and beauty educators and influencers and all that stuff. I am here not to tell you what to do and what not to do. I'm just telling you, I lost my Google reviews. This is why I'm doing this and why I'm not focusing on this. And just take my own experience as a learning lesson. Take what I already had in place as protection and as a plan to start doing it today, right? So if you have those reviews, go screenshot them and put them in a special folder in your phone. If you have reviews, make sure that you have them also on a platform that you don't have to worry about somebody flagging or, that company deciding, oh, we're no longer in existence. Or, like things can change. I know right now Google's amazing and big, but Google doesn't say all the truth, and Google can go away tomorrow too. So, nothing is permanent. So, that's a reality check on my business this past month. So, I hope that really was helpful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you back here next week. Bye, love.